I was the one held to high expectations. I was the one that was not supposed to fuck up. I was the one that was supposed to do everything right. So, I didn't get in trouble, and that was a big damn wad of trouble. Had to be my first one.
That's to be the first one for sure. I'm so sorry.
So, I mean, I didn't know what the hell. But as far as what I can remember with them boys, just like I said, I can remember their personalities down to a T. I can remember the characteristics of them fellas. I can remember all that. And I can remember what I told you.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the rest of that, I don't have a clue. If they were to call me on Sam right now, I don't know what I'd tell them. Because I can't even remember everything that was said.
No, that's for sure. And I think that as we kind of talked through it before, the sheer intimidation that you experienced, that you felt, it sounds like that, you know, I can't be for sure, but it sounds like that might have motivated you, you know, to kind of compartmentalize those very painful memories. And obviously the toughest part to know, to really understand clearly is, does that mean that the things you said about the crime itself, you know, does it mean that still that the things you said were true, or does it make them, in retrospect, these kind of like forced false things that you felt you had to say? I don't want to be the one to ever say which way that is, but obviously it's an important question I still have to ask. Is like, now that we've kind of reviewed some of that, do you think that you witnessed these boys go and commit a murder?
I didn't witness them do shit.
Well, I guess what I mean is obviously you didn't see them literally do anything like that, but there were these like details that essentially led up to and around a murder that were depicted in court, obviously, as part of a murder. Like, even those moments before and after they allegedly went to Mr. Jones's house, like, do you remember them even walking, like, watching them from a picnic table? Let me ask this. Like, do you think that you made it up because you felt like you had to, that you were at that picnic table watching them go to Mr. Jones's house?
I don't have a clue. I think at 16 years old, that those damn detectives, that everything I told them wasn't good enough. None of it was good enough. And it was, okay, well, you may have done this, but we know for a fact this right here happened. And we've got someone that has seen this, and we can prove this, and we can prove that, and we can prove this. And being 16, never have been in no trouble. Didn't know shit about none of that. And of course, I'm going to believe these fucking grown-ups who are telling me, okay, well, we've got proof to do this. And maybe that's some shit I forgot. Maybe I forgot that we did this. Maybe I forgot that I did that. I mean, I don't know.
Well, can I then just to sort of add a layer to that, analysis that you just gave of all that, you're being heartfelt and truthful and candid and honest with me right now when you say that.
Yeah.
If sorry, I'm trying to think. I'm trying to articulate myself here, my own thoughts.
I'm sorry if they weren't involved. I am so sorry. I am so sorry. If they were not involved, I am so fucking sorry. And if they were, then it just is what it is. And yes, I got to sit out here and live my life, but God damn, trust and believe, it's not been fucking easy. I have been a single fucking parent my son's whole fucking life. Fuck. It is just, and it's not just that. There's been so much shit fucking going on. So, I mean, it's not fucking been easy, but if they didn't do it, then they didn't do it.
Well, but why? But why now? And I don't want to push anybody in any direction or suggest I have a bias here. My question is, I guess I'm still a little confused as to why, after all that we talked about, you still are not sure if they did or did not do it.
Because I don't know, I wasn't there. So I can't say if they did or if they didn't. I wasn't there. And
Right. No, that part I get. I get, but what I also mean is, like, if we are to feel confident that, hell, I wasn't fucking there, I didn't see this, I didn't see that, you know, how does it make you feel about the validity, the credibility, the reasons why, at that time, of course, you had said those very important details that did depict you being there, being a witness, hearing them commit a murder, seeing a what looked like a wallet in the back of Stinky's pocket. And I'm not bringing these up. I promise I'm not bringing these up to hurt anybody. I'm bringing these up because these are the serious pieces of information that are in question.
Because as far as I knew, I was going to jail. I was going to fucking prison. Because that was steadily held over my fucking head. But we're going to do what we can to keep you out of trouble. And, you know, we can't guarantee anything. We're going to do what we can. But at the end of the day, you can still be charged. So it's best if you just cooperate with us right now.
You're saying that you remember who exactly, I guess, said that message to you?
The DA.
The lawyers, not the cops.
Yeah. You know, the lawyers kept threatening me, telling me I was going to fucking go to jail, and I was going to be charged with this. As the interrogation went on. Because when the interrogation first started, it was, everything's okay, you're not in trouble. But as it kept going, then it was just fucking, their whole personalities changed. They just fucking become big assholes and started screaming at me and hollering at me and fucking getting in my face. And wouldn't allow me to get and leave, and wouldn't allow me to fucking move, and I couldn't do anything.
It was the kind of experience, clearly, where it affected you so deeply, so profoundly, that even these years later, it sounds like, I don't know, like, how does it, I don't know, what are your emotions now? How do you feel now when you think about that stuff?
It still scares the fuck out of me. I'm still scared to death that one day something's going to go on and they're going to come back and they're going to charge me and then my son's going to lose his mom.
You know,
that shit,
you know, there was this,
terrifies me.
And there was this really provocative moment in the second trial, and I know you're going to remember it, when one of the defense attorneys, you were pregnant at the time, and one of those defense attorneys, it, in retrospect, it seems cruel as hell, but he leaned in, pointed a finger at you, and he said something about the baby in prison. You remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah, and that's why I broke down, started crying. I couldn't even testify anymore. They had to take me in the back. I couldn't catch my breath. I couldn't talk. I couldn't do nothing.
Yeah, and you know, so I spoke to that lawyer recently, and I told him, I said, you know, I think that wasn't a good strategy in the end. I think that probably didn't help you out with the jury at all. I got to be honest, you know. Yeah.
I mean, it was just an all-around fucked-up situation, and I don't know what they went through, and I don't know all this, but they kept telling me that the boys put me here and put me there and tricked them all out of me.
I'm sorry. What were you saying about? I apologize. I was trying to kind of keep up with the pace of what you're saying.
I'm sorry. I was trying to tell my son. Come on.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I'm grateful that we can talk.
It was because they were telling me, well, you know, they said this and they said this and we know this and we know that. And,
just to make sure I understand, because we're using a lot of pronouns here. You're saying the police told you.
No. The cops were talking to me and when I was going through doing all the question shit, and it was like, we've been talking to the boys, and we know such and such, and we know blah, blah, blah. And it was just all a bunch of bullshit. I mean, and now that I look back on it as an adult, it was a whole fucked up situation, and they were really fucked up for going about shit the way they did.
Meaning the police.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I am not going to deny that there is probably some old fucked up shit that should have never fucking been said. Put on them boys. I will not deny that.
Like, what do you mean? I'm sorry.
Because little ass fucking details you asked me about, some of that shit is probably so fucking full of shit, man. And I mean, I don't even know where to begin. I mean, because it's not like I don't have a fucking conscience. That shit does eat me up, and I do think about it as much as I try not to think about it.
Think about what, exactly?
About the shit that I've said and the shit that has been done. And shit that if I can't clearly remember it, the fact that it wasn't clearly remembered means that shit never fucking been said. Ever. The time I thought I was going to jail, and that was it.
Well, let me ask you this then. If there was an opportunity, and hey, trust me, other than you, no one on earth knows how badly you do not want to talk about any of this shit more than me. I promise you. Other than you, no one knows how much you fucking hate talking about this shit more than me. But I have to ask, like, hell, if you had the chance to talk with, like, an official source, you know, like, so there's this Innocence Commission, and they're not affiliated with the district.
No, they didn't reach out to me.
I'm so sorry, what'd you say?
They reached out to me when I lived in Burlington.
Hold on, just time out. So there is a difference, so this has to be made clear. However, I promise I have to make this clear. There is something called the North Carolina Innocent Center for Actual Innocence, the North Carolina Center for Actual Innocence. Now that is a non-profit, independent thing. That's like an innocence project. This other thing I'm talking about is called the North Carolina Innocence Inquiry Commission. Now their names are similar, but there's a really, really fucking important difference. The commission, the second thing I mentioned, is actually funded and run by the government. In fact, by complete crazy fucking coincidence, as I was trying to begin reporting this story, I discovered that North Carolina is the only state in the country with anything like this. There's no other state that has this, meaning an innocence project that actually, like, taxpayers and funding fund. This is really radical. And why is it radical? Because this commission operates very differently. It has resources to use, like, the highest technology in lab work to look at DNA that's 20 and 30 years old. It can subpoena, meaning, like, by law, you know, like, force somebody to come in and give, like, a deposition under oath, which an innocence center, an innocence project, cannot do at all. And it can, and how about this? So when it comes to exoneration, the commission works this way, Jessica. It's very vigilant, it's very thorough, which is why it's an extremely rare instances that a commission actually exonerates anybody. It's only happened out of 2,500 cases the commission has looked at, only 11 men have ever been exonerated because they have this very high standard and they're very thorough. But for the guys that are exonerated, when this commission, what it does is they have lawyers gather information, then they give that to a panel, then that panel, if it approves, gives it to these three judges. If those three judges agree and approve, unanimously, the three have to, that this person is, you know, like, he should be exonerated for the crime based on the evidence or whatever. The guy goes free the next day. There's no trial. There's no court hearing. There's no anything. The guy's just free, which is really radical, you know? Like, so anyway, I know for a fact that the North Carolina Center for Actual Innocence, that's the project, that's the Innocence Project, right? I know they tried to reach out to you. I do not know if the commission reached out to you. So now that I've laid out these differences, what do you think, which do you think, or both, like, reached out to you? What do you think?
I don't know. I got a certified letter in the mail. A certified letter. My mom always told me never go about the biggest certified letter, ever. And I was in Burlington, and I was like, oh, certified letter. So I go to the post office, I pick it up, and I opened it and started reading it, and it was, I remember seeing something about innocence on one of them's behalf, and I can't remember which ones it was, and I was just like, yeah, and I tore that somebody up to the trash.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure which one it was.
How long ago do you think it was?
Oh, hell. 2014. Hell, my son was like in kindergarten.
All right, so it was like 6 or 7?
About 9. No, about 9 years
okay,
ago.
Okay. I'm promising you, I'm 99% certain that is the Center for Actual Innocence, the Innocence Project. This is not the government-run body, the commission. Now, the reason why I bring that up at all is because, and like, I feel like we've earned the right to talk about this in this way. Again, I don't think you should have to go through anything more than you have, but if that commission were to reach out to you and ask for your thoughts, because the way they work is, again, no trial, no nothing. They have the power to just let those guys free, the two brothers, Rashawn, Nathaniel, they have the power to exonerate all 5 guys. They can just do it. There's no police involvement. It's this own thing. If that commission were to approach you, how would you feel?
I don't have a clue. You know how hard it was for me just talk to you.
But I know, and I'm not trying to, you know, blow smoke up my own ass here, but I feel like, you know, we've had a real fucking talk. It was worth it. This is an okay thing, you know? I don't know. Seems okay.
Well, because I don't know what's coming up. None of this. But I have told you everything I know, which ain't hardly shit. I mean, it's literally 2 or 3 fucking details of that night, which is the same shit I told the fucking the police, and...
Sure, but the other thing that we, and do not let me speak for you on this, you know, go against me, contradict me, say no, Hunter, that's not true, like, if I'm wrong, but one of the things it seems like we kind of established in this conversation is that the things you said at trial that were so significant, those were things that it seems... Hell, if you remembered the other stuff that night, again, don't let me talk on your behalf, but it's that you would have remembered something like Stinky and being sitting on the picnic table and watching Stinky and Bubba grab sticks because they planned to do a robbery. It's and that you would have heard in the distance, as you said in court, you know, them saying, shut the fuck up, and then you, Mr. Jones, or a voice you didn't recognize saying, please stop, don't hurt me. You like, it seems like we established in this conversation.
I will say with all confidence in my body, that I never was sitting on a table, and that I never, ever heard any of that.
And let me ask a really stupid question that a lawyer might ask. Well, Jessica, how do you know? How can you be so sure now?
Because I was sure then.
But?
I was sure then, but it didn't matter because I wasn't sure enough for them. I wasn't sure enough for the cops.
And they knew better than I did.
Because I guess because part of you was scared. Maybe another part of you was like, I mean, shit, they're the fucking cops.
That's right. Like I said, you got all these grown-ass men coming at you, and you're still a fucking child. They know better than you. They're cops. They're not supposed to fucking be crooked or do shit crooked ways. They're not supposed to do shit like that. And ever since that fucking child, I do whatever I can to stay away from. We had friends that were cops, that were friends of the family and all them. I quit contact with all of them. I have no kind of trust in motherfuckers at all. None.
Me and the police.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, after what you went through.
Exactly. Because, like I said, at the bowling alley, the officers that used to work there on the weekends, I mean, they were actual with Salem PD and officers friendly with, lost the dead, talked to them all the time. Cut up after that, I quit going to that bowling alley. I quit associating. If I saw the officers, I didn't speak. I quit doing all that. I stopped. No, not all officers and detectives and shit are like that. But the ones that are, the ones that do intimidation tactics and shit, they're not right. They're not right in anything they do, whether it's towards me or whether it's towards the boys or whoever it's towards. That shit is completely unnecessary. And if somebody tells you, look, this is what happened, this is what I remember, then, you know, sometimes that's exactly what the fuck they remember.
Yeah. I was saying to somebody recently, I said, you know, because I was just talking openly with them about the process of police interrogations and how false confessions happen. And I said, you know, the same exact process that gets a confession that we think is true. Oh, sorry. Everything all right?
Go ahead. Sorry,
that fucking idiot in front of me. That's right. I was just saying that the same process, what sucks about interrogations in general is that the same process that a police officer might go to that gets a false confession, you know, it's the exact same process that gets a true confession. It's the same shit. You know, there are people that deny for hours, and they confess, and then DNA evidence confirms that they were the real perpetrator of the crime. You know what I mean? Like, so this process in general is just infallible. It's just flawed. And the way that they have, that the state has changed it, is that now, Jessica, all interactions in all interview rooms in the state of North Carolina between a police officer and anybody they interview, all of them by law have to be videotaped.
Well, what the fuck was going on 17 fucking years ago?
What do you think?
See, that's some bullshit. That's exactly what that is. I didn't know. Like, I thought all of them were recorded.
Maybe not by camera, but at least
voice recorded.
Meaning, when you say all of it, meaning?
I mean, like, interrogations, period. Any kind of interrogations, anything along that line that have had to do with anything, I thought all of them were recorded. I didn't know that they could interrogate you and not record shit.
That was the law back then. They didn't have to.
That was the law that was in play when they interrogated us?
Yeah, meaning they did not have to record anything but the statements at the end.
See, that's bullshit. So they don't record any of the bullshit that they fucking say or the stuff that they fucking hold over your head or try to sling at you.
Correct. So to add to that, see, so, and hey, this experience clearly was so awful that you didn't pay attention to the trial, right?
No, I didn't. I'm going to tell you what, my grandmother, after she passed away, I was going through her photo albums and shit, and I found one where she had every newspaper clipping that was ever printed
Whoa.